Hi guys, this is Eminus Utopia, and this is the aftercare for Forced at the Doctor's Office. This one's specifically aimed towards people who don't necessarily seek out or have the easiest time with non-consent audios and stuff. I'm not going to be using the R word, or rather, if I do, I will give a little bit of a warning. First things first. If you aren't, like, by default, an enjoyer of non-con, that's totally fine. This is a CNC scenario, so both parties, I wrote them to both have given full consent and have communicated about it beforehand. But even then, it's not for everybody, and I think that's fine. So, you know, if this isn't something that you are super into, or if, you know, you recognize that it wasn't something that you were going to be into and you skipped the audio and you're just here, I just want to let you know that you are valid and that this is a safe place for you. You're not any lesser for not being, you know, into this kind of stuff. Everybody has different experiences. Everybody comes from a different place. And yours are just as valid as anybody else's. So, I guess first off, the way that the doctor character, the speaker character, treats the listener in this one, in the beginning, right? They're going through a physical, and clearly, like, there's some suspicious behavior, I guess, for lack of a better word. There's a little bit of touching for a little bit too long, a little bit of, like, questionable poses being held for too long, stuff like that. All right, and again, like, these characters are meant to be engaging in a fantasy together, but in real life, right, if that weren't the case, this would be really highly inappropriate behavior. And I'm not just talking about if it's a doctor, right? It can be anybody. It can be somebody you know. It can be if you're like a massage therapist or like whatever, like, it's, I don't know, a chiropractor. Like, it's not okay for anybody to treat you that way without a proper degree of, like, communication and consent beforehand. That kind of behavior is not okay. It requires, I would say, a degree of communication and agreement. Otherwise, that's sexual harassment, and that's illegal. You'd be surprised, because I think a lot of the times we, as a society, like, mitigate that kind of behavior. Some people will tend to blame themselves. Some people will tend to just justify it away by saying it wasn't that bad. Like, I didn't get, you know, something worse could have happened to me. But I think it just needs to be said that that kind of stuff isn't okay. That being said, in this audio, there are two characters who are, you know, into this kind of thing, and they're into it together. They've both agreed beforehand, they've agreed during, and they continue to agree after. And that's the way that if people are going to enjoy this kind of stuff, it should be enjoyed. A lot of my aftercare for non-con audios tends to be very, like, pampering and comforting. There's a lot of holding, right? Come here, let me hold you. You're not gonna get hurt. Like, I'm not gonna do anything to you. Like, you're worth so much, and stuff like that, right? And I just wanted to kind of go through the in-character aftercare for this one. I didn't do any of that stuff in this one, and that was intentional. I purposely didn't want to, like, coddle the listener at all afterwards, because I wanted to depict what I would define as, like, a healthy relationship when it comes to exercising or executing on these fantasies. Both of the characters are really into it the whole time. And again, like, I understand that not everybody's like this, but I wrote the listener character to kind of also be into it. Like, I wrote them both to not really require that level of holding, because I always do that. I always do that kind of cuddling and comforting and, like, you're okay, you're safe, like, everything's gonna be all right. And I wanted to do one where both people were just like, that was awesome. I really liked that. Because I think that's that's normal for a lot of people too. I wanted them to be like both very enthusiastically into it, and that's sort of why the aftercare kind of revolves around the ideas of like, oh, you know what I really liked? I liked it when we did this, or like, how did you feel about this thing that came up, or like, did you like this? Oh yeah, okay, I liked it too. Good, right? And that's, I think that like that's kind of like the, you know, like one of the best kind of possible outcomes is both parties kind of just talking through stuff that they liked and being, you know, excited and enthusiastic about it. And the other thing is, just because both people are into it doesn't mean that there can't be some form of aftercare and discussion and communication, right? So I thought it was prudent. I don't know. It was just an intentional thing. So hopefully if you kind of like needed more of like a caring and like doting aftercare, that this can kind of function as something similar. I know it's not the same thing, but hopefully like hearing from me just that, like, you know, being treated like that isn't okay without like consent, is worth something. Kind of closing notes. I know we do go over this pretty often, but I don't think it can really be said enough. Is that, you know, if you're not into this kind of thing, that's okay. You're not obligated to listen to me. You're not obligated to like comment or like or whatever, right? It's more important that you kind of draw your own boundaries over what you think you're ready for, emotionally and mentally. And, you know, anybody who listens to this and is like, you know, maybe this isn't for me, or somebody who looks at the tag is like, I don't know if I'm gonna listen to this, you're just as whole and just as valid as everybody else. I know sometimes people can kind of look at stuff and be like, is there something wrong with me for not liking this? And for every person who thinks that, there's somebody else out there who's like, is there something wrong with me for liking this? So I think it's just good for everybody every once in a while to take a step back and be like, you know what? It's okay. So yeah, thanks for swinging by. If you listened to the audio, then thank you for listening. And if not, you are equally valid and welcome and safe here. So yeah, thank you very much. We'll see you in the next one. Bye.